When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And, of course, always wonderful to talk to the legendary head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Dick Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Some on the Phils, some on the Eagles as they get ready to face the Jets. Let's welcome Coach Vermeil to the show. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
You know, Dick, you heard that audio there. And
yes, I did.
I know you felt it. Like, in 1980, when all four teams made the finals in the same year, something that will probably never, ever happen again in American history, what was it like for you as a principal party member, you know, principal person of the town on fire? Because you know the deal right now with the Phillies, and to a certain extent with the Eagles, the town's totally on fire.
Well, you know, I thought it was a huge advantage for my football team. We didn't demonstrate that when we played in the Super Bowl, but I thought in preparation for the playoff games and then going on into the Super Bowl, to have your city excited about everything going on, it just it added to the motivation of your own team, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the fact that the other teams were doing so well. You know, the players would come into the locker room talking about the teams with smiles on their face, excited about their opportunity, but excited about what was going on in the city. I don't think I've ever been in a locker room where there was so much buzzing going on about other real fine teams being successful right in the same area. It was an amazing feeling, yes.
You know, Dick, the player that made probably the biggest play of the game last night, Johan Rojas, young center fielder, and he had been struggling offensively entering the game. We wondered if he would even be a starter last night. And we found out after the game that Rob Thompson talked to him before the game, and basically the message was, you're my guy. Like, you're my center fielder. Don't worry about it. Just do your best. Go out there. I need you out there in center field. Give me what you can at the plate. And it reminded me of a story, and I'm wondering if you remember this, because Jaws has told me a story a number of times of you grabbing him at some point in the 70s when he was struggling. And Jaws told me that you said to him, you are my quarterback. Don't worry about the noise. You are my quarterback. And I'm wondering, as a leader, how much that kind of message, like Rob Thompson last night, you to Jaws, is not spontaneous but purposeful to make sure that you keep the athlete as locked in and believing in himself as possible?
Well, I think it's critical, especially at the quarterback position. And if the coach doesn't believe in him, then normally the quarterback doesn't believe in himself. And, the most important thing is that they believe in themselves. But if the support staff also believe in him, it makes a difference. And in Philadelphia, as you know, it gets very intense when the quarterback isn't playing well. And I just wanted to know, I never believed, once I made my mind up starting a quarterback, I never really believed in taking him out when he wasn't going well. I felt sometimes that you were doing a quarterback a favor. Yeah, I felt by playing in adverse situations and environment, it would help him learn to grow and handle the adversity and work his way out of it. And that's what Ron Jaworski did.
Yeah, he sure
did. Coach, were you more of the mindset that you would conscientiously remind people that you believed in them, like Topper did, with his player? Hey, I want you to know, you're our center fielder. Would you do that, or would you more let the playing time represent your confidence? You know, like the plays that are in represent your confidence in that player. Is it something that needs to be said as a head coach in your mind?
I believe it. I do. People have an unbelievable tolerance for praise. Okay, remember that. and it has to be reassured, because you know how fickle it is. You've been in the league on two different pro football teams. How fickle that confidence can be in a starting quarterback. So I always believed in reinforcing what I believed in and reinforcing it personally with my players, and also the negative. You weren't playing, I reinforced it. But you have to tell them the truth and be honest with them.
Fascinating. Dick Vermeil here with us. Dick, let's get to the Eagles game versus the Jets, and let's actually start with a struggling quarterback, and I think in many ways a big storyline for this game, Zach Wilson. Tremendous long shot for Zach Wilson to beat the Eagles this week. I mean, is that a fair estimate, or am I overstating that?
Yeah, No, a tremendous long shot, really, both offensively and defensively. The Jets aren't as good on defense as they give them credit for. People talk about the Jets defense, all this kind of stuff that I've heard, you know, coming into the season. This is their defensive head coach, all this kind of stuff. They aren't very good on defense. And I studied it. The only thing that confuses me in them not being really good overall in major stats, they are efficient, okay? They force you to run 43 plays to score. That's the fifth best in the league, okay? The yards per touchdown are 220 yards before they give up the score. That's number three in the league. Points per 100 yards are almost 6 points. That's number three. That's the only good thing they do. In that category, that sort of lumps up everything. And it really, in my mind as I study this, it hides the negatives. But I think it's a false read. I've never seen that before in my breakdowns.
Wow.
They're not a real good football team right now.
Huh. So we know that Zach Wilson is young and inexperienced, and he's really struggled thus far, and they try to protect him with the run game. How concerned are you about our defense holding up against a team that's going to commit to the run? They're going to put the I formation in there, and they're going to get power football right in our face.
Send them a thank you note, okay? You're not going to run strong enough, well enough, against the Eagle defense to beat them. You're not going to score any points. You've got to get some points out of the passing game. And I don't care how many times they run the ball. The combination of run attempts and pass completions is critical. The Eagles are number one in the league in offense on that. Okay, so they're very, very good at what they do offensively. And then defensively, they're right up there as well. So I just don't see them. I don't see any team, you know, running a ton of times and scoring enough points to beat them.
How much do you expect we can take advantage of the Jets' pass protection? The O-line has a pretty terrible reputation.
Yeah, I know. Right now I see they're number 24 in the league. Okay. Our pass rush, when it's healthy, is steady. I said they get quarterback sacks, they get quarterback pressures, they get quarterback hits. Okay. I like the pressures and the hits a little bit more sometimes because, as I've said before on the show, you can't throw an interception when you sack them. You know, the pressure and the hits on them, they throw that ball up there and you can pick it off. And I think the Eagles would do that.
The Hall of Famer, Dick Vermeil, with us here. All right, Dick, let's get your – and I know you dial into the computer and what the computer says to you. Your computer's pick with this game, your personal pick with this game. What's the deal?
I think the computer's asleep, okay? It says it'll beat them by two. It says it'll win by two. I think it'll beat them by 13 or more. I really do.
Good stuff. Coach, one more thing.
Well, play well, emotional football.
Yeah.
You know, like – coaching staff, if the Eagles have done a good job of having them mentally ready to play. You've heard me say this many times. You know, you can't afford to lose to a losing team. You just can't. You got to keep the losers losing. And right now they're a losing team. Their stats indicate they're a losing team. And we play hard, play well with good focus. Don't turn the ball over. It's our football game. It still has to be played on Sunday.
Yeah, well said. Dick, one final thing. Let's go back to last Sunday because I know you were there in L.A. and they honored you, obviously, as a Ram, in addition to being an Eagle and a Hall of Famer. Did that owner of the Rams you sat with know that the we represented we the Philadelphia Eagles, not we the Rams?
Yeah. You know, I only got to see him for about 3 minutes, okay? So I didn't really – I sat in his booth, but he wasn't in his booth. He was in his own private booth. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for Stan Kroenke. He was really good to me when I coached for him in St. Louis, and I developed a good relationship with him. But, you know, I sort of felt like the Kelsey parents watching the game. I was afraid to show my emotion either way. There were a lot of Eagle fans there.
Sure were. Well, Dick, thank you so much for being on the show today. We look forward, hopefully, with a 6-0 team next week to talk to you next Friday to preview what will be a huge matchup the following week between, you know, the Eagles and the Dolphins. Thank you, Coach.
All right, take care.
There he is, Dick Vermeil. Let me remind everyone, great news, if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can get delicious Vermeil wines delivered and shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com. Again, that's vermeilwines.com. I have gone literally to vermeilwines.com and ordered the wine. It is superb. Get to vermeilwines.com for Coach Vermeil's entire wine selection.